This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 52 for Wednesday, September 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Wednesday, in choppy trade as participants weighed a number of competing influences. Canola steady to up over $2 at the close, November up $1.50 at $881.60 per ton. Soy oil at the Chicago Board of Trade bounced around both sides of unchanged, but was mostly lower late in the day, which did pressure canola somewhat. While seasonal harvest issues also were somewhat bearish, disappointing yields and the small production prospects overall remained supportive. Canadian canola stocks for the past crop year were pegged at 1.8 million tons by StatsCan in a report out this morning. That'd be roughly half the previous year's carryout, but still well above pre-report trade estimates. In the U.S., soybeans were mostly higher, corn narrowly mixed, and wheat lower. Soybeans up 2 cents in the November contract at $12.79 per bushel. The USDA reported private export sales of 106,000 tons of beans to China this morning. While that business was supportive, nearby export movement remains uncertain as facilities on the U.S. Gulf Coast continue to deal with the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. Relatively favorable Midwestern weather and the looming harvest also weighed a bit on prices. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 57% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That's up 1 point from the previous week. Positioning ahead of Friday's monthly supply-demand report was a feature. Corn ending narrowly mixed with declining crop conditions providing support despite the generally favorable Midwestern weather. The December contract down a half cent at 5.10 and a quarter. The U.S. corn crop dropped 1 point in the good to excellent category, now at 59%. Wheat, meanwhile, it is lower across the board. Minneapolis down 14 cents in December at $8.94 per bushel. Kansas City down 12 cents in December at $7.04 per bushel. And Chicago down 10 cents in December at $7.09 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat harvest was 95% complete as of this past Sunday. That's up 12 points from the average for this time of year. Winter wheat seeding is just getting started in the country at 5% done. Canadian wheat ending stocks beat expectations at 5.7 million tons. That was up 3.7% on the year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 8th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.